B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is never going to get old. I hope we play an entire season just to hear this once a week. Superman Cam Newton had a tweet today, had an update with a lyric, a post with some lyrics. I got real big plans, I ain't going to lie. I got a whole lot to prove. And he also has a picture of him and two of his receivers. Mm. With the hashtag shine through the shade. It says...
A lot of sayings. You know, motivational sayings.
There's two guys in the photo.
A lot to prove.
Yeah. One is clearly Julian Edelman. There's three guys in the photo, including Cam Newton. Cam Newton's in the middle. Everyone knows who he is. He has got his arm around two receivers. One is Julian Edelman. Everyone knows him. In case you didn't know who the other guy in the photo was, he's also a Patriots receiver, Damier Byrd.
Is he diminutive?
He's a small man. He's smaller than Edelman.
That's saying something. Gunnar Olszewski's a little guy, too.
No, and when I say he's smaller than Edelman, now he doesn't have his shirt off like Edelman does. Like, Edelman's ripped and he's got those big, huge, you know, sort of shoulders and arms. And
yeah.
He's really cut. I don't know if he's as cut. He looks smaller in more ways than one. Mm. So, Damier Byrd, he's a small man, as is Edelman. And Edelman,
just a little guy, huh?
Yeah, just a little guy. And then Cam Newton towers over both of them.
Little feet.
Because Cam Newton's just massive. And so Cam Newton is in the photo. But I got to say, Cam looks to be in terrific shape.
He's in phenomenal shape.
I don't know if people have really noticed this yet. Those workouts for him, clearly paying off.
What has he not been in shape, though? That's the thing. I mean, he's always been chiseled.
Right, he's never been not in shape, but he just looks like he's in, like, superior shape.
Well, he's got super vegan, too. I mean...
He looks leaner. Yeah. Looks a lot leaner.
You could see it in his face.
Looks great.
You know, Brady, like when Brady really gets thin, you could just see the cheeks caving in. Like, you could see it with Cam's cheeks. Like, they're really, really tight. They're caving in. Yeah.
Right.
It looks like he's in great shape.
This weekend, Bill Belichick was talking lacrosse.
Oh.
Yes, he was.
He loves him some lacrosse, man.
He was in a position to be talking lacrosse, a premier lacrosse league game.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick was interviewed and was asked by one of the announcers to make a comparison on Cam Newton to a lacrosse player. Actually, we have it. Let's listen to it.
I ended you last year with a question about what position in lacrosse would Tom Brady play, and you said goalie. What do you think Cam Newton would play out here?
Yeah, I mean, Cam Newton looks like Miles Jones to me. You know, he's fast. He's big. He'd be a tough guy to match up against. He could run by him. He could, you know, run through those stick checks, and you know, he'd have a tough, you know, with the stick work, he'd have a tough overhand shot. So, you know, I think those tall, long guys really have a big advantage in being able to, you know, change the angle of their shots and you know, still be able to, you know, run through some guys.
I thought of Miles Jones right away too.
Yeah.
What's that? Now,
okay. Yeah. So in case you don't know who Miles Jones is, he's listed at 6'5", 260. He does not look 260. The guy is massive. Massive dude.
That big, huh?
Just, he looks really tall. He doesn't look big. He's like really tall.
That's
and
Cam.
Chiseled.
Like, Cam's listed at that too.
Yes.
He looks heavier than that.
But he's also the former number one overall pick. I believe. Oh, did I read this wrong? No, he didn't. Number one overall pick, 2016. Mm. He was the 2016 first overall pick in the Major League Lacrosse Draft. First overall pick, stud, big. I think it's a pretty positive comparison.
That's a damn good comparison.
Last year, he's comparing Brady to a goalie. This year, he says, no. No, he's this guy's tough to stop.
Yeah.
He'll run right through you. Isn't there something to be said about that? That comp?
Well, this guy you know what, too? Right through you. You know which kid you stick in goalie? It's like the most non-athletic one, right? Kind of like mm-hmm. at a young age. Like mm-hmm. it's almost like a shot at Brady.
Tom Brady, a great player on the field for you in his early 40s. If he was playing lacrosse, what position could he play best, if any?
Goalie.
Only the mobility for goalie?
Yeah, you need to be able to run here. And I think some of our players like Devin McCourty and Pat Chung, guys like that that are fast and you know have good quickness, could play, you know, at 200, 205 pounds, 210 pounds, somewhere in there that they would be pretty tough. I think Bruschi would have been a good defenseman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Rodney Harrison, those guys would have been pretty good.
Right.
Vrabel, guys like that are, you know, long. And
the
tough.
Question was about Brady. Brady, what is this? Brady, goalie, he can't do any of this.
We got a lot of guys who can play lacrosse here. The whole team can play lacrosse.
Ah, forget Brady. Let me start rattling off the names of my favorite real players. Wow.
What was Brady at? Start playing.
That was
lacrosse.
A year ago. Yeah. This year? Oh, Cam Newton? He's like one of the best players out there on the field, right? Let me think about this. Oh, I'm going to compare him to Miles because you know what? That guy's a first overall pick. He's a stud. He'll run right through you, just like Cam Newton. Last year, what's Brady? Goalie. Let me tell you about some real athletes now. Patrick Chung, Devin McCourty, Vrabel, Bruschi. Let me give you some real names. Isn't it unreal? The stark contrast.
I didn't even have to hear that.
Between a year ago and now?
I didn't hear the audio, but saying, yeah, you play goalie. It's just like it's...
Oh, no hesitation. Goalie.
Kid, just get in there and just move left or right. If you got to decide, you know, take a guess which way the ball's going to go.
Oh, he wants to say Brady couldn't even play lacrosse.
Oh my God,
that's what he wants to
say. Stupid me.
What?
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
I was thinking soccer, where you have that big, long, wide net, and you got to guess. Lacrosse goal is about as big as this glass partition. You just stand in front of it.
That's Brady's job.
You just stand there, and, yeah, put some gear on, and hopefully you'll hit your shins.
By the way, don't make lacrosse goalie out to be some sort of easy position.
No, my daughter plays it. It's difficult. Holy Felger's crap. Daughter's a goalie too.
You want to get fired at?
Dude, you
with minimal
back,
protection
you know how
compared
hard those
to
those balls are.
Oh my God,
those balls are so hard. Oh my God, shit! These lumps all over the legs. You get pelted, and it just turns orange, like blue. It turns like a blue color and black and orange. Ugh, deep tissue.
That's the difference of a year ago and now with Bill Belichick on his quarterbacks. He sat. He thought there. Oh, Cam Newton. Let me think about the best player on the field. Let me think about who I think's the best right now. That's the guy I want to name for Cam Newton.
Mm.
And by the way, the question was not what player would you compare him to. It was what position could he play.
Right. And Bill just wanted to.
He didn't answer with a position.
Bill
he answered
flex,
with a superstar
yeah.
name.
No, he wanted to flex his lacrosse.
You notice the difference?
Yeah, he wanted to flex.
Did you last year with a question about what position in lacrosse would Tom Brady play? And you said goalie. What do you think Cam Newton would play out here?
Yeah, I mean, Cam Newton looks like Miles Jones to me.
Miles Jones.
And maybe there wasn't a delay, by the way, because how did they link up the interview last year?
He was on the sideline.
He was in person. So there was no delay this time either.
Mm.
Yeah, there wasn't. My mistake on that front. That's just the digital delay. What position? No. I'll tell you what position he plays. Best guy on the field. That's the position Cam Newton plays. Best guy out here. Oh, Brady, he's just some crappy goalie.
That was a shot at Brady.
It most definitely was.
Gotta call it. Yep.
So you still think Stidham's the starting quarterback? I'd like to hear who he'd comp Stidham to in that lacrosse game.
No, I do. Yeah.
Is he comparing Stidham to a goalie or is he comparing him to one of the studs?
I would say, what do they call those? The wing? Not a wing, right? Is that the winger? Not a defenseman. He wouldn't be a defenseman. Stidham's got those skinny legs. He'd be running around out to the outside. All those fringe guys on the outside. So, how did this happen, and when did it happen that the Cannons became the lacrosse champs?
They won the other day, Sunday. They played an abbreviated tournament over the course of a few weeks.
Okay. I was like,
it was very,
that came out of freaking nowhere.
It was brief.
Okay.
It was brief.
Like, we went whoosh, right over us.
Quincy Cannons are champs.
Rutgers have probably slept in weeks, huh? Yeah. Partying with these dudes.
Good
bunch of dudes.
Been
man.
In the bubble. You know,
listen, rock and roll with those guys in the parking lot of Detroit.
Good thing I brought my CDs.
Or that old he's got that old iPod. He downloads like
with a dock with the iPod
dock station. Yeah, like it's the lone existing original
dude,
iPod.
Got to keep it on the dock because the battery's been dead for years. Got to keep it on the dock.
Get some Pantera stuff on there. You can't even find it in stores.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. Also, we didn't get to Anthony Fauci earlier.
Yeah,
his comments on baseball. We'll play that coming back on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's talk about sports. We've seen that outbreak in the Miami Marlins. Can the baseball season continue?
You know, I don't know. I hope so, George, because I know that Major League Baseball, the players, the owners, the managers, have put a lot of effort into getting together and putting protocols that we feel would work. It's very unfortunate what happened with the Miami Dolphins. It's just, first of all, I'm concerned. I hope the players are all right. I heard about a dozen of them have gotten infected. Even though they're young, vigorous, and very healthy, I hope they're okay. But you just have to watch this. This could put it in danger. I don't believe they need to stop, but we just need to follow this and see what happens with other teams on a day-by-day basis.
That is Dr. Anthony Fauci on baseball. He thinks that what has happened to this point has put the season in danger.
This could put it in danger.
Could put it in danger. I thank you for the correction. It could put them in danger, but at this point, he doesn't think a cancellation is necessary.
I don't believe they need to stop.
So you could take that and run with two different headlines, which some
you
people
could.
Have.
They have.
Yeah.
They have. They have run with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not contradictory statements.
Right.
This could put it in danger. Well, I don't believe they need to stop.
To say this could quickly get out of control and end the season, but at this point, I don't think they need to stop. You can say both of those things.
Well, both facts, yeah.
You could. He also had something on football, too. What's he get on that?
I know you meant the Marlins. You said the Dolphins, but that does take me to my next question. It's about football.
I'm sorry, George.
I totally get that, but I do want to ask about football because as we look forward to the football season, the preseason has been canceled. Is football going to have to do what the NBA is doing? If they're going to have a season, will they have to be in a bubble?
You know, they might. Again, George, I hate to make determinations on that because there are people who are involved with the teams who are putting a lot of work and a lot of consideration in. It might be that they have to go in a bubble, but I think they're conscientious enough and want to protect their players and protect the personnel that they will do the right thing.
How are you in a bubble?
You know what that is right there?
NFL.
Do you know what he's saying right there? How I hear that?
How?
Yeah, it's going to be up to the players. And that whether or not you believe that can succeed is whether or not you believe every player in the league can remain free of the virus.
Or you can also think
which
that.
Which is like, you know, what are the odds of that?
You got other sports out there now. You got the idiots going to strip joints in the NBA. So there's an example of what not to do. You know, the kid Pasternak up in Boston, you know, running around North End, delayed his arrival with his team. You got the stuff with the baseball teams. He goes, just learn from those. You can take it as that, too. Just be adults. Be responsible adults. And that's a thing, too, man. And when you get pent up and when you get grouped with a bunch of guys,
again,
and you're stuck in a hotel,
just,
they just, like, you itch to go out.
It's not just about being responsible, though.
Right.
Because even being responsible.
You still get it.
You
I
can
understand.
Have a hand. And when you have a league of that many people,
yeah.
You can have people that were being responsible that still come down with it somehow.
Well, I don't think the NFL is too big to bubble. To bubble it. You can't do it. You can't do it all 32 teams. And you can't pick a neutral location where everybody's going to play and you're going to be able to fit it in the way they did in Orlando. It doesn't work that way. What's interesting is, though,
there are NFL players who go home and have a spouse who does have a job.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Right.
And they have family that may, you know, help take care of their kids during the season when there's a season going on that may have gone somewhere where they were being responsible, yet still contracted it. I mean, there's just so many ways that they could get it. Even if everybody was responsible, the group is too large, right, and there are too many people going in different directions that they could come down with it and then spread it to their teams.
See,
that's what happens when you're not the NBA or NHL.
There's so many considerations, too, you have to make, too. Like, when you got the tough schedule, like the Patriots do this year, you got a lot of away games, tough away games, two in L.A., the Seattle game, and the way they've set that stuff up to where you can play a Sunday night game, then you're going to play on a Thursday, but does another state really want, you know, 300 a traveling party to come in and, you know, sort of set up camp for a bunch of days? Probably not, right? So you might have to get on a plane and come back, stay at home, and then go back quickly. But I don't think they'll do that because it's a four-day span where you can play games.
No chance. Sunday,
no chance.
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday,
Thursday night.
Sunday and Thursday. Yep.
It's a late Sunday afternoon. It's a Thursday night.
You got to stay out there.
The less travel, the better. Less planes, less bus rides, less all of that.
Mm.
It's just, it's going to be near impossible to manage with this many guys.
It really is.
Dylan's in Providence on players opting out. Hi, Dylan.
What's going on?
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Yeah. No, you know, it's tough because every day that, you know, this stuff keeps going on, it just seems like we keep thinking that we're going to get a little bit more positivity out of it and that things are going to, you know, end up changing for the better. But, you know, with the news today of those six opt-outs pretty much in the last 24 hours, it starts making me think, you know, especially, you know, I'm from Rhode Island and, you know, as a coach and a teacher around here, if the pro sports can't get their stuff together or can't do it safely, I just don't see how other states and stuff like that from the high school and the college perspective are going to be able to roll this stuff out. It's just a mishmash of, you know, too many different issues and stipulations and people not agreeing and stuff. So my question for you guys is across the board, NFL, college, high school sports, everything, you know, do you think that some of these leagues are going to start following suit with one another, or if larger names from the NFL and college, like you guys mentioned, Trevor Lawrence, if they start to opt out more, do you think that puts pressure on the whole system as a whole? I mean, Zoe, you have a little bit more of an insight on the way that the NFL works and stuff like that. So I was just kind of curious.
You mean
pressure
to shut it down? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Right, pressure, not just to shut it down, like the whole thing, but, you know, the NFL mentioned that they have a flexible schedule, right, that they can just push things back if they need to and reassess if the time comes. Like, the more these names and stuff starts to opt out, maybe the NFL needs to pause for a second, you know, and figure out a way that there could be a better way to restart things, whether it's pushing it off for a shorter schedule, doing a scab season kind of like happened in the 80s and whatnot, because that's what you're going to end up having if some of these bigger names on these rosters start to drop out.
Right, and if that happens and if all the dropouts happen, there might be guys who are willing to do it to fight for a roster spot and a job at the NFL, and there might just be a little desire by everybody to do it.
Right.
Because what is that? Is that truly making the NFL? The money might be there, but...
No, but I'm with him. Like, I've always had hope in it. Like, today, you get that news with Hightower opting out and then a string of them.
Hope is being lost.
I don't have hope. Like, it's starting to get real, right? I mean, that's a big one. Those are big names. Big names today you lost. So, like, in totality and how much the complexion of this team has changed. So, you lose Tom Brady, Cal Van Noy, Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton, Philip Dorsett, Teddy Karras, all gone in free agency. Oh, and your tight end from 2 years ago, he decided he wants to play. Now, you traded Daron Harmon a year ago. Cut Steven Gostkowski. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, your team looks different. And today, Dante Hightower, Marcus Cannon, Brandon Bolden, Danny Vitale, and Patrick Chung opted out. There's a lot of good players on that list I just read that you don't have from last year. I just take Gronkowski out of it, you know? I mean, that's a lot of guys.
You know, I saw a tweet from Gronkowski about an hour ago.
What'd he do?
And I couldn't help but think that maybe it's him shaking his ass at the Patriots. Let's put it that way. Out there strutting it. 1 hour ago, let's see what time he tweeted this. 12:11. What time did the Chung news break?
I don't know.
11:30-ish?
Okay. So within an hour of the sixth player opting out in New England, Rob Gronkowski posted a picture of himself in his Bucks uniform with the three-word tweet, "It's go time." And then Tom Brady retweeted him. Let's see where that one is. I want to pull that one up again. Brady then took that tweet and retweeted it and said, "Indeed it is, Robert." Should I take that to mean something from the two of those guys?
No.
Oh, the Patriots had six guys opt out today, and within an hour of the sixth one opting out, Rob Gronkowski reminds everybody it's go time, and then Brady doubles down and says, "Indeed it is, Robert." What is that? Is that what those two are doing?
Two guys being appreciated and having fun.
Feels that way. Mm. It feels like there's something. There's some shot at the Patriots here. That's what it feels like. I don't know.
Boy, those two guys know the value of Chung and Hightower and Cannon. Come on.
Feels like that is a shot at New England. Those two tweets combined. McCone, anything there?
It's the greatest competitor of all time fired up to play football. And a new culture in Tampa Bay that you no longer have in New England.
Mm-hmm. How is that culture since you haven't been able really to practice together, though? How do you establish that cool culture?
Generally, you have to show up to have a culture, too.
Or maybe just have the coach, and he just permeates it. You know, the whole room, like, "Hey, man, everything's cool down here."
It feels like they're taking a shot there.
Guys tired? You want to get a drink of water? I like to drink water.
Rusty's in New Hampshire. Hi, Rusty. Sipping water.
Hey, Beetle. Hey, Zo, how you doing?
Hey, Rusty.
Great to hear you. How's guys Audrey? Every day, man. I can't tell you how awesome it is.
Nice.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Cam Newton being compared to Miles Jones.
Yeah.
Jones is an absolutely transcendent athlete, man. He's kind of redefined the midfield position to a certain extent. He and Paul Rabil are these just really big physical specimens. Mm. Really cool compliment that Belichick paid to Cam. Mm. And on the other side, you know, calling Tom Brady a goalie, goalies are the most selfless players on a lacrosse team and the most important. So, you know, it wasn't too much of a shot at Tom other than...
I think it was a athletic movement shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
Because he talked about the other ones, like, "Hey, speed, this guy."
Paul Rabil's still playing, by the way. I know that name.
He started his own league.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's two injured. Leagues now. You have the PLL that Rabil founded last year.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Jones is in that league now. And then the Major League Lacrosse just had their own little, week-long tournament season. And unfortunately, one of their teams got COVID. And they had to cancel the semifinals, and the Boston Cannons actually ended up winning the championship.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, we did cover. Mm. But I remember watching Paul Rabil when he was in college.
The stud at Johns Hopkins.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely played.
He played for Petromala down there, Bill's guy.
So,
Bill's buddy. Yeah.
Paul Rabel's still playing. He's 34.
He had a bad leg injury.
Did he?
Yeah, he was on. He did the Belichick Foundation thing 2 years ago, and he was like one of those little wheelie carts. His foot all exposed and stuff. Nasty. Smells. Dog be licking it.
Hmm.
Mm. It's funny, McCone. What are you laughing at, man?
No, he's laughing about something.
He's like giggly. He's slappy.
Let's get to McCone's headlines.
Yeah. Yeah, anything good, McCone, for the headline? Like, make us happy?
And someone call and make Zoe laugh about something, please. Nah. Please, we need Zoe. We need to cheer up Zoe somehow.
It's only Tuesday.
McCone, go ahead.
Yeah, McCone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Dilly's in Quincy. Dilly.
Dilly.
How you doing?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Dilly, what's up?
Not my name.
Oh, what is your name?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie.
Debbie and Quincy. How are you,
Debbie? Hi, Deb.
Go ahead.
How you doing? I called earlier this morning to talk to Bobby Orr, and my phone cut out. I just got it going.
Well, it's working now. So what do you got?
I don't know. I wanted to wish him congratulations on his book. And then,
on my ball. Had, thank you.
No, Bobby Orr.
What the hell's going on?
That one always gets you going, Zo.
I love her. Quincy, huh? One of yours, huh?
Not my name. What's your name?
Give me it for the beginning again, Tom.
Dibby.
Dilly. She said Dilly.
Dilly's in Quincy. Dilly.
Dilly, Dilly.
How you doing?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Dilly, what's up?
Not my name.
Hey, Dawn. Turn up.
Dewey. Oh, we got jokes for Zoe on the line.
Hey, yeah. Look outside the window. Like, Maz is like feeding himself like he hasn't eaten in like 5 weeks.
Maybe he hasn't.
Jesus. Slow down. Chew it.
Go ahead. Maz sent me a number of very mean text messages yesterday.
What's his problem?
He said I'd be the first one in a fight inside the bubble.
No, you would. Yeah, you'd be the first to argue. You wouldn't be in a fight.
Oh, yeah, not fight, argue. I argue for sport.
Right. You like to just debate.
Yeah. I mean, that's just good old-fashioned fun. And Maz and I, we could debate for hours.
I would cut the Wi-Fi, though. I wouldn't want Maz to have any connection with the outside world.
Maz, like, no Wi-Fi in the bubble.
Can't shop.
Just you and I.
Can't go on Amazon.
Sitting out on the deck yelling at each other for hours on end.
Yeah, talking about good old times.
Here's
baseball.
A question we really would have. Is Capello allowed in the bubble? Because then all hell's going to break loose.
No.
All hell is going to break loose if that happens.
Yeah, I can't even deal with that stuff. No. Even he.
Sosie would murder him in his sleep. You'd pull that violent streak out of Bob Sosie. Always a gentleman. You'd get him. You'd make him violent. And I wouldn't blame him.
Oh, there's been some good ones, too.
I might even assist.
Oh, there's some good ones.
Eric is in Winthrop. Eric, what do you got for Zoe?
What's up, Zoe?
What's up? Got a joke for me?
Hey, listen. It's been a tough day. It's been a bad year, and you seem a little down in the dumps, and it's only going to get worse. Did you hear about Bob Barker?
No. What about Bob Barker?
He got killed. Not killed, but, like, you know, he died. He got run over by a brand new car!
We're going to need to do better than that.
Hey.
Chew it up again, Jim. Oh, thank you.
I'm doing it.
Hey, everybody.
This makes me want to be a Titan fan. It does.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Where's she been? We need more of her.
How you doing? This one called this morning about Bobby.
She called like every show that day. How you doing?
We don't only sing, but we dance.
Yeah.
Just as good as we walk.
Tighten up.
In Houston, we just started a new dance. It's called a Tighten Up. Mm. Jay and Franklin.
Hey, Jay, what's your joke?
Hey, guys. Hopefully my phone won't drop out. But what did one snowman say to the other snowman?
What did one snowman say to the other? I don't know.
Smells like carrots.
Okay. Okay, here we go. How do you make a Kleenex dance?
Put a little boogie in it.
Put a little boogie in it. Yeah. Hey, McCone, did you see that kidnapping?
No.
Yeah, he got up. McCone, pick that Henway up down there. Pick that Henway up.
The what?
Pick that Henway up.
I don't know what that is.
Pick the Henway up. Pick it up. Speak, boy.
What?
Pick the Henway up.
I don't know what a Henway is.
About 5 pounds.
Normally you get the response, what's a Henway?
Yeah, dumbass.
And you say, about 8 pounds. Josh in Worcester, let's try
hey.
This.
Hey, Josh.
Josh, be better.
Hey, let's how see. You doing? I don't have a joke, but you guys are kind of panicking about the sharks. I wanted to see if you knew. How many sharks do you think, how many people are killed by sharks per year?
Oh,
I don't know.
In this country? Where? Yeah. Worldwide?
Four, no, maybe? Four?
In the world.
Probably 16. 50?
16. 1-6.
1-6, yeah.
All right, 16 a year. That's a good
number.
How many
people do you think die by being struck by lightning per year?
Oh, a lot more.
Thousands.
6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how many people die in car wrecks?
Well, many more than that. Yeah.
How many people die when you run with the bulls? You ever do that? You ever see that, McCone?
I would do it.
Those crazy kids that they go flying down the street. One gets hit, gets flipped around.
I think the majority of the attacks are Australia, right? Isn't that where the majority of the
Seal Island. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Nick's in Westford.
Why mess with it? Why mess with odds?
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Called a little bit ago. Yeah. Lost connection, but I'm back now. I got a joke for Zill.
Yep.
I'll try and be quick with
okay.
it.
Okay.
So there's an old couple goes to the fair every year, and there's a helicopter ride. And every year, the husband asks the wife, Ethel, I want to go on the helicopter ride. I've never done it. We're getting old. It's our last chance. And every year, she goes, no, it's $50, and $50 is $50. It's too much money. So the pilot overhears them, and he goes, all right, I'll make a deal with you. I'll bring you guys up for free, but you guys can't make a noise. You can't scream. You can't do anything. And if you can do that, you won't have to pay the $50. So they go up. Pilot's doing twists and turns. He's going nuts. Lands on the ground. He goes, you guys did pretty well. Pretty rad. And he goes, the old guy says, yeah, I was going to say something when Ethel fell out of the helicopter, but $50 is $50.
Not bad.
I like
not
this.
Not bad. Decent.
This might be our new Tuesday end of show segment.
Not terrible.
Jokes with Zoe.
I was going to say something when my wife fell out of the helicopter.
It's like a Rodney Dangerfield one.
But $50 is $50.
I was so excited. He hit the lottery. And I went home, told my wife, start packing. She's like, great, where are we going? He goes, no, you're leaving.
Oh. All right, Jay and Hull, your shot.
Zoe, I always hear you ask how you catch a unique rabbit.
You sneak up on it.
Peter and Salty. Peter.
Peter.
Hey, Zoe, what's a pirate's favorite letter?
Arr.
The simple ones get him. He loves the simple ones.
Yeah.
Peter Griffin. Peter.
Hey.
Hey, Zoe. Hey, Zoe.
What?
Hey, where is a skeleton ticklish?
And it's funny bone. This is better than Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop. Yeah.
We may need... Oh, Jim, tomorrow. So hey, could have another down day tomorrow.
If you could turn on the radio and get Argentina.
If we...
What happens if you open a window? What can you get if you open
know.
A window?
I don't know what.
You get chilly.
Family name.
Chili Dilly. Dilly Bar. Oh, my God. I might go to Dairy Queen just to get the Dilly Bar.
The Dilly Bar, please.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Are we looking on takeaways?
Hell yeah.
Jim?
Not many.
Are we light?
Plenty of time. We don't have time to answer the phones, though. They're blowing up.
We love jokes with
Zoe. Take them on the fly. It's
Let's go.
We'll take them on the fly.
Yeah, come on.
I got Fran in Milford. If
hey,
I
could, Fran.
Give me a second. Fran, go ahead.
I don't... Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Fran, go ahead.
Yeah. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
A bear with no teeth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A gummy bear.
It's pretty not bad. Did you ever see like those Hasbro gummy bears? You ever seen them? Like the
Hasbro?
Whatever. Whoever makes them.
Oh, the gummy bears. Haribo.
Yeah. Oh, you get the
like Hasbro.
You get the sugar free ones
in the toy and gummy bear business.
You get the sugar free ones. They make you crap your pants. They just get a runs.
And that's the best joke in the thing.
Tighten up.
Yeah, you're going to need to tighten up after that,
hell
having
yeah.
those gummy bears.
Eat some rice.
Yeah, tighten up. Fiber up.
Woo!
Brian's up next. Yeah. Brian in Leominster. You're on the air.
What's up?
What's up? How do you catch a polar bear, though?
How do you catch a polar bear? I don't know.
You get a bunch of peas, you spread them around, you cut a hole in the ice, and when he bends down to take a pee, you kick him in the ice hole.
That's that ice hole.
That's like if you live up north by Athol.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
What's your peas?
Just kick him in the eye hole. Oh, man.
Come on, such an ice hole.
I can't see who is what.
Take another one.
We
still have calls?
My call screen or screen froze, so I'm trying to take him off of here. I think this is Jimmy.
Jimmy! Hey! Hey!
Yeah, not there.
Hey. You don't. My face hurts. My face hurts from laughing now. I went from not laughing to my face hurting. See what laughter can do to you? This makes you feel better. Don't be down in the dumps. This teaches, that's a life lesson here. No reason to be down.
Is this Marcel?
Say what again?
Marcel in Rhode Island?
Yeah, joke, Marcel Woonsocket.
Yeah, hey. What do you got? Go ahead. You're on. You're up. You're on. Go ahead.
I'm on right now?
Oh, not anymore.
Who is this?
Gave you a shot.
Oh, man.
Ice hole.
In the ice hole.
Today's takeaways are next.
The ice hole.
How you doing?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for in-person weekly coaching, well, you're in luck. All the Waken 180 locations have been open and are accepting all new clients now. Check it all out at waken180weightloss.com. We got time for one?
Yeah, we got one.
One?
Brutal day today.
You just felt
it. You know, some days have just sucked during all this. Yeah. There have been a lot of crappy days. This felt like a bad one.
It's like a stack of crap.
It really was. Today was a stack of crap.
They do that. Hey, what's in your stack? Well, crap. We got crap in ours today.
Stack of crap today. We're not going to try to polish that turd that was today.
How do you polish a turd anyway?
You know, I've never never really put a lot of thought into it, but when you say it, you think that every time. Like, how does that look
when you polish it? You can't polish a turd.
I got a joke for you from Daniel.
What do you got?
Did you hear about the explosion of the cheese factory in France?
No.
All that was left was debris.
I can't do that joke, though.
Debris. Yeah. Brie sucks. It does.
You've heard the nacho cheese one.
No, tell it to me. Nope. Please, tell me.
Nope.
Tell me.
No.
Okay.
Tell you off air.
All right. We have time for one. This caller was on hold today for a long time while we sat there talking about Jadeveon Clowney. And here's what the call was.
Is this Nick?
Here's one for you, McCone. This was tweeted within the last minute by Jeff Howe. Despite this morning's events, the Patriots have not reached out to Jadeveon Clowney, according to a source. 617-779-0985. Nick and Norton. Nick.
Nick.
Hey, I had a question for you. So with all these opt-outs, you know, with Cannon and, you know, Hightower and the freeing up of cap space, what do we have, like 22, 24 million? What do you think about us, you know, maybe making a run for Clowney this year?
That guy's been on hold for 34 minutes. Did he not listen to the show while he was on hold?
McCone wants Clowney like air, like he needs air.
It's true.
You've never seen McCone more excited about something. Like, that's as exciting as it gets for Tim.
I mean, we probably spent 15 of those 35 minutes he was on hold talking about Klein, right?
Leading right
I'm
up
not crazy.
To the point where I like told you why I wouldn't get Clowney.
That edited those two things together, but that was the start of the Clowney conversation and then picking it up later on Clowney.
Right.
Like, we, in between those two clips that we just put together, we spent 10 plus minutes on should they go after Clowney. I said they should. I said that I, you know, the games would be so much better to have an impact player like that. You know, we know that McCone is very much in. Zoe talked about salary cap implications, and he'd rather see them manage for the long term
take
than the
care
now.
Of their guys, right?
I mean, we went in depth
Jackson's
on that.
Gilmore, yeah.
I'm like, what?
James White's
what
contract's coming.
You've been on hold the entire time we were doing this.
Yeah, I thought about how you doing.
It's crazy.
How you doing?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Thought I was losing my mind.
No, you were not losing your mind.
All right,
he did that, but like they do hear us talking while you're on hold, right?
Jim, can you recap for us what just you were telling us during the break, and T-Bone was telling us? What?
So the Marlins season was put on pause.
Okay, great.
They may not
the
play
are
until
in
next
Philly,
week.
Right?
Yeah,
they're waiting to play. They're not going to play in Philly. They were supposed to play in New York. They were told not to go back to New York. Stay in their hotel in Philly. Their schedule is being adjusted.
And there's an active shooter somewhere in all
of
that?
A national park in
Nationals.
Our national park.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But the Red Sox are supposed to go to New York to play the Yankees on Friday, so I don't know if that affects the Red Sox at all. The Marlins season's paused, and they're trying to rework the schedule to make it work for everyone.
Well, you guys enjoy the baseball season?
No.
2020? This is unbelievable.
Tomorrow will be a better day.
Tomorrow will be a better day. Can't get any worse than today.
It will be a better day.
Yep.
Let's cling to that.
I'm going to cling to that.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
All right.
Felger and Maz next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dont'a Hightower, the Patriots Pro Bowl linebacker, a three-time Super Bowl champion, is going to be opting out this season. This is the biggest offensive name to date of a player leaving behind this season. He's the Patriots' defensive signal caller. He leaves behind an $8 million base salary, and he is one of right now five New England Patriots, five, to be opting out this season, joining the likes of running back Brandon Bolden and offensive tackle Marcus Cannon, amongst others. This is a blow to the Patriots defense that already was going to be without Kyle Van Noy, who left during free agency, Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton. There are a number of players that have left this New England defense, but maybe the biggest loss comes this morning with the news that Dont'a Hightower is opting out. Now, keep in mind, his mother is type 2 diabetic. He just became a father earlier this month. And so with all that's going on in his life, he's opting out. And what I'm hearing from people around the league is that there is some legitimate concern among some players. We've seen how this disease affects older people. We've seen how it affects minorities. And I think some minorities here, some players, have lost friends, relatives, cousins, whatever it may be. And it's impacting and influencing the decisions they make here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.